Kentucky Academy of Technology Education. I love to travel to schools in Kentucky and challenge the students and teachers to use their creativity and critical thinking skills.
That's a Now robot, a personable, multi-jointed, turquoise and white plastic device just over 2 feet tall. It sits on a conference room table, then stands up and curves into a Tai Chi routine set to a Chariots of Fire soundtrack. It's engaging, charming, even, and that's the trick of using Kate in the classroom. I met Kate with Dr. Robert Lyons, Chair of Leadership and Counseling in Murray's College of Education, along with Kentucky Academy of Technology Education Web Resources Coordinator of Programming and Training, Jenny Kelly, and Instructional Development Specialist, Dwayne Buchanan. Mr. Buchanan opens our discussion.
There's two different ways you can program the robot. Number one is through a drag-and-drop type programming. And in that type programming, there will be pictures that they can take and they can drag onto the screen and then reprogram what it does. It doesn't have to be a set amount. If they double click on it, then they can go in and program the details into it on what to do. So it may tell it to walk, but they have to go in and program the distance that it has to walk. Or they can actually program it so that it goes so close to a wall. They can do it within centimeters. It'll stop and then turn and do whatever else it tells it to do. So the programming is very easy, but you can get very detailed with the programming. You can use the drag and drop, or you can go to the C++ or the Python type programming, which then goes into your numbers and letters and things like that to do the detailed programming.
You might want to explain those three options.
Okay. C++ and Python are programming tools that you can use. What you have to do with those is you literally go into each line of the program and you detail program it. You'll type in exactly what you want it to do, the degrees, the distance in centimeters, however you want to program it, that's what you will be doing. And the same thing in Python. Those are just different types of formats that you use to program the robot. The music they can import into it. They can actually import their own voices into the robot so that when it speaks, it's speaking as they would. The voice that you heard earlier was the robot voice, and that was typed to talk. So we typed in what we wanted it to say, and then it went through the whole process of saying it.
And the beauty of the Now robot system is that someone who doesn't know anything about programming languages like Python, you don't have to know the actual coding part, and you can drag and drop, and you should actually visually see what the robot is going to do on the screen. So we will say we want it to bend an arm, but we don't have to know what exactly is going on at first. It starts at a very low beginner level. And then from there, as you get more interested and you want to dig into it further, you can dig into the details. It's many level of different programming. You don't have to know everything about it at once. So,
how do you administer this wonderful robot to schools? How does that work?
We send out notifications to the schools that we have it. Some of them have seen it in operation when we go to conferences. We will take it with us and demonstrate it so they're seeing it firsthand. And if they want their students to enjoy the possibilities of using it, all they have to do is call and reserve it. We have two schools right now that are reserved for the fall, Bullitt County and
Oldham County,
and they're going to share the robot during the fall semester. So what they'll do is they get curriculum that goes along with it. And in this curriculum, it shows them how to do the programming. So the students will start learning the programming with just the computer. They don't have to have the robot at the time. The program is built so that as you are programming the robot, you can literally see on the computer screen exactly what the robot's going to do. It's a rendering of this exact robot on the screen. So when you tell it to move, to stand up, you literally see all the different things it takes for that robot to stand up. So when you were watching it a few minutes ago, you saw exactly what they would be seeing on the screen without having the robot in their possession. So then they will trade the robot back and forth, and run the programs and see if what they see on the screen actually works. As they're going through it, they can actually see what's going on, and then we'll be able to program it. In the spring, we have Trigg and Logan County that will be using it. So this year, we have a full session, two schools, both in the spring and in the fall.
Is this an unusual device for Murray State University to have?
It's new to Murray State. This is the second year that it's going to be utilized.
In the first semester that it was put into a school, our director worked very closely with the teacher to make sure that it would work as like a trial. They chose students who were maybe more advanced and already interested in programming or some sort of higher level to work with it. And it was about 50-50 boys and girls. It was middle school aged kids, and they were able to go through the curriculum. They programmed a water cycle song that the robot sang. They went and took this robot to the elementary school and demonstrated the skills that they had learned to the lower level kids. They were able to mentor each other. Certain students would excel on this platform that maybe wouldn't have normally stood up and taken the lead in class, but just because of the interest in robotics and because it seems like a toy, but you're actually learning so much from it. And its humanoid look really invites kids in to want to play with it.
Yeah, it seems very, very happy. Why does it seem very happy when it's just a bunch of plastic?
I know. Every room lights up whenever this robot comes in, adults and children, it seems like.
It does.
Does a Murray State University staffer stay with it, or is it the teacher's responsibility to take care of it?
It is the teacher's responsibility. We will deliver it to them, and then it becomes their responsibility from that point on. And then there's a transfer back to Murray State towards the end of the semester.
What did you hear from kids in the first test?
After the first test, we've gotten feedback that I think 80% of those kids have gone on to take another programming class after that. So they're staying in the engineering, technology, the STEM core subjects. They're excelling in those, and they're advancing throughout the years. Actually, the first school was Bullitt County, and they were so interested that teacher would like to bring it back. That's why we're sharing with them this semester between two counties so that more people, more children can get their hands on it and get excited about it.
Part of the strategic plan of KATE, as we're developing it, is maximizing, you know, one robot can't serve the whole state. But there's a whole world of this type of introductory programming through Lego-type robots, through maker-type things. I mean, you see on, even in our national consciousness now, the drone, you know, is a robot. It just flies. Some of it's remote control, but it can be programmed as well to go to certain points in space and do certain things and do certain tasks. It's really the emerging, I mean, I'm not, technology is not my area, but I mean, as a person just working with Kate on the outside, you know, it's the emerging world we live in. And so this is just one example of a way of drawing kids into that type of interest.
And as they see videos and they hear other schools talking about it, that's kind of what piqued the interest. You know, Bullitt County did it initially, and then Union County did it. And then through them talking and then through us sending out information, that's why we had a good response this fall to be able to have it. So with the calls we got, I believe we could have had two or three more and still been able to furnish them to the schools that were wanting to do it. So the interest is there. Computer programming, you know, when you look at surgeries in the hospital and you have a lot of robotic surgeries now, this lends itself to being able to get students invested in learning the programming and learning how to do that to make it a career.
Part of the exciting part of like the maker movement, as Dr. Lyons mentioned, is that maybe more expensive items could be purchased but used by many different students. So it wouldn't just reach one person to have in their home something like a MakerBot, the 3D printer, something like that. So technology is becoming cheaper, but these more high-priced items could be purchased and then used by many students instead of just having to take on one large cost.